right, welcome back. Hour number two, Mitchell Henderson is with us this hour, as Mitch is every Monday, except for once during the month when he's on Tuesday. Hello, Mitch. Welcome back. How's everything going?
Hello, Jeff. Well, everything's going as usual.
On top of the world, are you? Happier than a clam.
Yeah. Yes, 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 indeed. Everything's moving along. This is what I expect it to.
That's according to the plan. They're running their plan.
Yeah. One of the things I want to do tonight is mention how it has moved, what we talk about, how it's moved from obscure information to absolute mainstream now.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just over since January. So, like at the beginning of 2021, I began to notice that things that Jeff and I talked about would show up on Fox News a week or two later. As time progressed, I noticed that the Zionist Marxist global elite no longer tried to disguise what they were doing. On the one hand, they had the mainstream media push the scare tactics of the COVID pandemic to push the biological warfare injection on the masses. While on the other hand, they spoke and published freely reports from the World Economic Forum saying exactly what they were doing. As early as 2009, Henry Kissinger was saying that the World Health Organization, that pharmaceutical investors would make a fortune from a vaccination that would exterminate humanity so they could save the planet. So right now, just between Pfizer and Moderna, they are making $1,000 per second from people taking their biological warfare injections.
About people committing suicide. Got it.
Yeah, that's $86,400,000 per day, or $31,536,000,000 per year to exterminate us. Like Kissinger said, we are paying for our own extermination because it's your tax dollars that pay for your death. Okay?
Yeah, he's right. Sure.
The themes that we have discussed, such as the Great Replacement, the Great Reset, have moved into the lexicon of Fox News and now has become part of mainstream discourse. Labeling it conspiracy theory has lost its canceled culture sting. Now we know cancel culture is just pure 100% censorship. So for example, one of the tactics of the Great Reset is to impoverish us all by raising fuel prices to cause inflation to make our lives more expensive and more difficult.
Sure.
The Biden regime has promised to release 50 million barrels of petroleum from the National Strategic Petroleum Reserve to ease prices to give the appearances that he's doing something to help.
And where is that petroleum going to go?
It doesn't matter because 50 million barrels of petroleum would sustain combat operations for 180 days in a war with China, but daily consumption by the American private sector is 20 million barrels a day.
Per day.
What he's releasing is good enough for 2.5 days.
A lot of it's going to China, by the way. It's going to China,
a
good portion of it. So he's preparing the CCP and the PLA with our strategic reserves. They'll keep that oil.
Exactly.
They'll put it aside. You know what's going on. Sure.
Oh, yeah, sure. This release is not going to have any impact on the pricing of gasoline at all.
Can I do a funny one here? Don't lose your train of thought. I'm sorry. I just saw this. This is cute. Remember all the ships stacked up off of Los Angeles and Long Beach harbors down there in Southern California?
Yes.
100 and some ships and God knows how many containers. Well, they've solved the problem that the ships are all gone. You know what they did? They made them sail over the horizon and anchor out there. They're out of sight. They're still out there.
It's just out of sight, huh?
Yes.
If they hang around the harbor, they'll find $100 per day per container, which is very expensive for them to do.
That's right.
So that encourages them to get out of sight. Okay.
They're out of sight.
If they just go 12 miles out, they're out of territorial waters. So, that's an easy thing for them to do. So what I wanted to do is have everybody listen to a statement, and this is where it goes mainstream, okay? This is a statement made by Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, made November 24th, 2021. Quote, "This administration is intentionally shutting down American energy, making energy more expensive to help drive the need for renewables. This is a manipulation of the economy and causing pain for the American people as a result." Mm-hmm. If the president actually looked in the mirror, he would see that he is the cause of this starting day when we drew a target on the back of American energy and pulled the trigger, which he did. So Barrasso is a Republican, but Jennifer Granholm, the U.S. Secretary of Energy, is a member of the Marxist Biden regime. On November 23rd, 2021, she stated, quote, "We have to pay higher gas prices to pay for renewable energy." There it is, directly from the administration. Mm-hmm. So this is things we were talking about are now the government officially says it, just says it out
and,
loud.
You know, okay. Mitch, you're right. And the word, I don't know if some of you might remember, I don't know when it was, a couple months ago, a month and a half ago, I sat mm-hmm. here and I thought, and what are they doing to the planet? They're terraforming the planet. We get that. And then I thought about replacement, that word, and that word stuck in my mind, and I kept mentioning it, replacement. So you're hearing the word replacement now out there.
Well, it's replacement theory. It's
if they kill 200 million Americans, they're going to have to replace them with something. But the question is, what or whom are they going to replace them with? Is this terraforming being done to make the planet a little bit different for ET human hybrids, which are supposedly out there by the hundreds of thousands, or if not millions by now, and many of them are already down here living amongst us? Is that what they're doing? Or are these replacements all talking about second and third world and fourth world immigrants who are being brought in here, flown in here, and then bussed all around the country like little capsules of cancer and impregnated into our little towns and cities, which is what they're doing. They're
right,
planting
exactly what they're doing.
Social
That's
cancer.
The great replacement. They're trying to replace white people. Okay.
They're killing us off. Sure.
Third world people,
and they're not giving them shots. You knew that. You knew that.
Yeah.
They're not giving them shots. No.
They'll be the worker bees. Okay. So,
and we'll be pushing up daisies, right?
Yes,
that's the plan.
That's their plan. Okay. It's up to us whether that works or not, though. Due to the pain that high gas prices causes the poor, their primary voters, the next days she stated, Jennifer Granholm, "We have to be concerned about the poor. So we have to release oil from the strategic oil reserve to lessen prices." Although that's just propaganda. It will not lower prices. As a matter of fact, prices went up 2%. So she knows that this is not enough to lessen prices. The prices increased by 2% upon an announcement of the plan. That it was just a symbolic political gesture of symbolism over substance with no actual effect on the prices we pay. They're smart and we are stupid, so symbolism is all that is required. Chairman Biden publicly stated his environmental policies have nothing to do with the high gas prices, which contradicts what everybody else says, okay?
Right.
But then again, you know, he doesn't have a brain, so gas prices are worked into the transportation costs of all goods, so gas inflation means overall inflation. Then Elizabeth Warren, our Native American senator from Massachusetts, says that the Department of Justice should investigate businesses for causing the inflation. And what
did you
I
say,
from many days,
Mitch?
Yes.
Did you say Elizabeth Warren was a Native American?
Oh yeah, she's 1,254th Native American.
Thank you. That's what I wanted
remember,
you to. That's what we need.
She got into college. by claiming affirmative action, and she got into her political jobs by doing the same.
Typical low-life, lying politician, career creep. Yeah. Good. I'm glad you mentioned
one thing that I learned from many days in court was that the criminal always likes to blame the victims. In this case, the businesses are the victims, and it is the criminals is the government. I mean, you just heard
reverse psychology.
The Secretary of Energy. She said that it's necessary to do for renewable energies, to pay for renewable energies. The St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank stated, "Why are you complaining? A Thanksgiving dinner serving of poultry costs $1.42. A soybean-based dinner serving with the same amount of calories costs 66 cents and provides almost twice as much protein. This is like Marie Antoinette telling the starving French peasantry, let them eat cake just before the French Revolution." Okay? These people are so out of touch with not just with the American people, they're out of touch with reality. Okay? In their world, we're too stupid to remember that Biden killed the Keystone pipeline from Canada, that he cut off another pipeline from Canada to Michigan just before winter that has been in operation for years, that he would not allow any more drilling for oil on federal lands or water, and that he made new rules on petroleum exploration to make drilling far more expensive, passing on those expenses to the American public. But hey, if you got kids, he is going to give you credits and more child care. This is targeted at single mothers to further encourage the father to abandon their families and destroy the patriarchy.
So he was going to give what to children? What was he going to give to kids?
Well, the child care credits and stuff, and child care, like pay for child care for
yeah, but if they're all dead from heart attacks from the vaccines, I guess you'll get to keep that money.
That'll save a lot of money, Jeff.
That's right.
That'll save a lot of money. So there it is, folks. The Biden regime took America from energy independence to a situation where we are dependent on other nations for our energy supplies. As soon as he came into office, he offered and sanctioned Saudi Arabia, and now is asking them to open the spigots to help us out after we canceled sales of anti-missile systems to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is stuck now with an average of 120 long-range missile attacks per day. We bought them pain and insulted them, trying to make them a pariah nation in the world arena and actually expect them to be sympathetic to our plight. In the real world, things just don't work that way, okay? So the goal is still to make petroleum energy so expensive that we have to pay for inefficient and even environmentally toxic renewable energy. As I explained last week, renewable energy can only support about 500 million human beings on Earth. The Marxist Biden regime is intent upon destroying our lives and exterminating us like the sheep we are, but not doing anything to stop him. He wants us all dead, and we are just sitting around accepting our fate. We should be out in the streets like the Europeans protesting daily. We should be holding a general strike to bring this anti-constitutional Marxist regime down. But don't hold your breath.
No, here's the problem. This is an issue of advanced technology. Americans haven't changed that much that they wouldn't get out in the streets to some degree unless something else were being done to them. This is electromagnetic frequency manipulation of the masses. It is being dispersed through, in my humble opinion, the cell grid and the electric grid. That lamp on your desk, right? That electric wire in your wall where you plug your electric blanket into. They're all carrying electromagnetic frequencies, and they're being emanated from this wiring. It's a transmitting antenna, and it's covering people. They don't even have to use their damn cell phones. There is a reason that people are not acting normally, like you've just described. And that reason is understandable when you do grasp the reality that they have technology that's 30 or 40 years ahead of what they've ever admitted. That's why Americans are all sitting on their ass.
I I think that there is a lot to that, Jeff. I have not looked into this yet, but I got a hold of some patents about human interaction with the internet and stuff from like 2002 and stuff. So I'm starting to go through those and try to figure out what's going on, because I always like to put it in very simple terms that everybody can understand, you know, without using too many big words and stuff. So to move on, another mainstream figure, Heather McDonald, she's a fellow at the Manhattan Institute and author of such books as The Burden of Good Ideas, The War on Cops, and The Diversity Delusion, was commenting on the organized black looting mobs that attacked high-end stores in San Francisco's Union Square. Those looting mobs have over 100 members, and they cover their license plates. In the news, these are called misdemeanor shoplifting. But the looters have guns, and on that night that they hit the Louis Vuitton, shot 125 shots in Union Square. That would make them all felony armed robbers, but the mainstream media always minimizes the crimes of black criminals, like the traffic accident when black supremacist and white-hating Daryl Brooks ran over a Christmas parade, killing 6 and wounding over 60. He said on social media it was revenge for the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse. The thing about social media is that once it is sent out, it cannot be taken back. Unlike in the Las Vegas mass shooting, the FBI could not destroy the evidence on Brooks' computer because everything is already public. Although charged with 6 counts of intentional murder and actually given a high bail, his crimes will be minimized and the lives of white people will be shrugged off as irrelevant in the coming year. Black Lives Matter has already announced on YouTube that Waukesha is the beginning of black revolution to exterminate white people. So Heather McDonald said this, I'm quoting her here. We are witnessing the disintegration of civilization right before our eyes. When massive numbers of individuals know that they can rampage through stores, plundering and looting, confident in their immunity from the law, there is nothing left of the civilized order. The protection of property is the cornerstone of a stable and prosperous society. Merchants have to know that they can put their goods in the stream of commerce without being robbed. The common thread in the shameful looting in the Waukesha Christmas Parade murders and rising guns violence is a concept of disparate impact unless that concept is rejected. Now, disparate impact implies that black people are justified in committing crime because of institutional racism. That's what that term means. It is not because of this is her again. It is not because the police are racist, but because if you just look, you can see that it's blacks doing this. Black people are 13 times more likely to die of homicide than whites because blacks are murdering blacks 13 times more than whites are murdering whites. So she's pretty mainstream. Okay? She's not an alarmist or anything, and she's just calling it like she's seeing it. It's not that she's an alarmist, it's that we live in alarming times, and she's just stating the obvious is the way I feel about it. Okay. So keep in mind that also out of every 10 unarmed people killed by the police, only one is black. This means that if you are in an unarmed confrontation with the police, white people are 9 times more likely to be killed by the police than a black person is. Yet where is the white outrage? Police officers are 16 times more likely to be killed by a black person than by any other race. Do you wonder why black people think white people are weak and afraid? Well, because we act like it. Okay? So imagine Daryl Brooks being acquitted of murder in the Waukesha traffic accident. Will white people riot and burn the city down? Will it be no peace, no justice? It will never happen. White people are afraid and thoroughly intimidated. Who keeps the white person down? Other white people. Who allows black people to riot, loot, and burn? White people. Who makes excuses for criminal black behavior? White people. Okay? So Saturday, at a Black Lives Matter rally in Chicago, Black Lives Matter called for a communist revolution in America. What if a white person called for a revolution in America? They would be arrested, all of their property seized, and they would never see the light of day again. Does that indicate any kind of racial equality or equity? If a white person ran their car into a group of black people and killed six, would it just be called a traffic accident, or would it be an act of domestic terrorism? No justice, no peace, you bet. The intention is to guarantee no peace ever. Okay, so let's look at one of the causes, approximate cause of this. Approximate cause of the San Francisco mob shoplifting strategy is city prosecutor Chesa Boudin. So who is Chesa Boudin? In the 1960s, the Students for Democratic Society split into an active terrorist faction called the Weather Underground. The Weather Underground was a Marxist revolutionary group like the Bolsheviks, made up of young Zionists, just like the Bolsheviks were. In Rockland County, New York, in 1981, Weather Underground terrorists robbed a Brinks armed car, murdering two police officers and a security guard. Convicted of this robber and murder were David Gilbert, the father of Chesa Boudin, who was sentenced to 45 years to life for his part, and Kathy Boudin, the mother of Chesa Boudin, who was sentenced to 20 years to life. Chesa Boudin was raised by fellow Marxist terrorists Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn, friends of Comrade Obama.
You betcha. All right, and Bill Ayers probably wrote Obama's alleged biography or autobiography. Hold on just a minute. Dreams of My Real Father, that was the name of it. Dreams of My Father. No, not My Real Father.
Yeah.
That was Joel. That was
father.
Joel's.
No.
Dreams of My Real Father, that was Joel's documentary. You really need to look that up. Okay. Dreams of My Father, probably written by Bill Ayers. Yes. Back in a minute with Mitchell. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Mitch Henderson about things going on all around this country. But we don't want to forget for a moment that it's also going on around most of the world. And it's not a pleasant sight. So far, Communist China has obviously been spared. India, Brazil, Russia. Where are the people dying? Where are the demonstrations for the most part? White, Western, Christian countries. Western Europe? Well, you could say Eastern Europe to a degree. Great Britain, the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand. That's it. That's the first target. That's what I was told would be the targets. I don't want to go into that, but that's what is being done now. We are the first target. They have to take off, they have to kill the intelligentsia of the planet. Or at least the white Western portion of it. Then they can more easily dominate it. And that's what's going on. Go ahead, Mitch.
Okay, so when the Marxist Hugo Chavez took over Venezuela, Chesa Boudin worked directly for Hugo Chavez at the presidential palace as an interpreter. Chavez did to his country what Chesa Boudin is doing to San Francisco, impoverishing the people, creating mass homelessness, rampant crime by releasing criminals from prison and not enforcing the law. And starvation. Just as criminal gangs now run Caracas, criminal gangs are clearly taking over not just San Francisco, but all major Marxist Democrat-run large cities. All of this information is open source in the mainstream media and among mainstream think tanks. So the things that Jeff and I discuss are in the mainstream information category at this point. It is not a conspiracy theory, it is a conspiracy fact. This is an indication that everything's coming true that we said was going to happen, okay? So if we look at the big picture here, we have to realize that when everything comes undone and there is full-blown anarchy and banditry, white America is behind the curve. Already for years, Marxist political groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter have been rioting, burning our cities down, and attacking white people. This has all happened under Trump, who did not stop the rioting, even though it was no secret that Antifa and Black Lives Matter transported rioters and arsonists across state lines to burn communities down. The entire cross state lines meme was created during the Rittenhouse trial to try to justify to create a justification for a federal show trial of Kyle Rittenhouse if he was acquitted in state court. In addition, black people have taken the initiative in organizing mob shoplifting attacks. Nothing is done because Marxist district attorneys, and these are in several cities, argue that they are misdemeanors. However, many of these attacks involve beating a security officer, which makes them a strong arm robbery, shooting firearms, making them an armed robbery, and even breaking into stores, making them burglaries. These are all felonies that no officer of the court or news outlet will say so. White people are not organized because they fear the label of militia, racist, or white supremacist. This is as absurd as being afraid of COVID. Do you not realize that you are labeled a white supremacist and racist just because you are white? You need to pay attention to critical race theory because it teaches that all white people are always white supremacist or racist, regardless of what you may actually think or do. This is a stigma attached to your skin color to justify your extermination. So,
like I said
a long time ago, fear is the currency of control, okay? It's all
sure
about
is.
Fear. The Democrats are vicious. Their slogan, by any means necessary. Republicans are neutered by their cult of personality they constructed around Donald Trump, who never had a federal employee obey his orders. Trump stood by and allowed Marxist domestic terrorists burn America down. Trump allowed Dr. Fauci to close down the U.S. economy, throw millions out of work, and destroy most small businesses in America. He allowed the CDC to create a public health totalitarian police state and allowed the medical industrial complex to murder over 500,000 Americans by their own admission. I don't think the number is that high, but from the disease itself. But
which disease, Mitch?
Claim.
Which disease?
The COVID-19.
It was no COVID-19. Let me explain this. It's very simple. 2 years ago, there were over 50 million cases of influenza in the formerly United States. Last year, how many cases would you guess there were, Mitch?
Oh, zero.
Just take 2,300. Where did the 50 million?
Where did the 50 million?
Well, you're close. Where did the 50 million cases of flu go? They were relabeled. They just labeled them COVID. People have the flu right now. It's back. It never went away. It's all been lies. Lies, lies, and more lies.
We have this Omicron, and just before I came out, I saw on TV where Fauci was saying, oh, well, this is dangerous. Everybody needs to go get a shot. Well, let me explain something just very briefly here that shows the fallacy of this. Okay, first of all, coronavirus is a common cold virus, okay? Viruses that evolve vertically, okay, what they do is they want to live, okay? They make mutations in order to survive in the host, okay? And they also mutate to get to the point where they don't kill the host. They don't want to harm the host, because if they kill the host, they kill themselves. So this is a natural evolutionary process that viruses do, okay? Now, if you have horizontal evolution, that's where you move a virus from one species to another, and then it starts the process over. It has to be it's virulent at first, and then very quickly it mutates into something that is not virulent. There's even doctors who are in South Africa who have said that the Omicron variant is actually it does what a virus, it evolves the same way that viruses always evolve, and that is that it gets where it spreads more easy, but it creates less damage. Okay, so that's normal evolution of a virus. So it's what they're saying. You need to get a shot because of this Omicron. Well, Delta virus is less harmful than the original virus, and Omicron is even less dangerous.
Correct.
Than the
it's all lies, Mitch.
Than the Delta
all lies.
Virus.
And if they don't get away with it this time, they're going to roll something else out. There have been too many hints that they're preparing to release smallpox. Even as I said earlier tonight, Dr. Zelenko has come out already. He's announced it, a new Z-Stack formula specifically to deal with smallpox. So he wouldn't be doing that unless he knew something. So that's probably
right.
What's coming next.
I mentioned last week about they were discovering the smallpox vials in Philadelphia. See, they always create this story for plausible deniability.
They were plants.
Right. They were just plants. It was just to create the narrative that, oh, it escaped from the lab, and now you have to take this other drug that's very expensive to survive the smallpox. They just finished testing that drug on cowpox, horsepox, and monkeypox, okay, and it works. So that's their next big money getter, okay? It's the medical.
They're going to make a lot more money before the killing is done, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Just remember, their target, though, is to leave 500 million to a billion people left on the planet, give or take. That means around 6.5 billion dead. So they're not going to stop with white Western Christian nations. They're going to go after the second world and the third world and kill them all up. They're just going to have to wait a little bit for their turn. That's the deal.
Okay, well, part of this too is that people think that let me kind of continue here because I'm kind of on the
go
track.
Ahead.
But Trump allowed the CDC to create the public health totalitarian police state and allowed the medical industrial complex to murder over half a million Americans by their admission. Trump is actually weak and ineffective. Trump directly allowed the end of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. It happened in March 2020 on his watch. Trump did not build the wall on the Mexican border. Trump did not deport the illegal aliens. As a matter of fact, Obama deported 1.18 million illegal aliens, and Trump less than 800,000. Why elect a guy that will have no power even if he is elected by popular mandate? Trump did not drain the swamp. The Marxists in government carried out their Marxist Zionist agenda in spite of him being president, and all we were left with was a cacophony of political noise and strife. As Shakespeare would say, it's a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. How many people voted for Trump to avoid the Marxist takeover of our country? I did. If the only choice next time was between a Democrat or Trump, of course I would vote for Trump because the Marxists will be so busy attacking him and making him look bad that it might give us a little relief. Okay, but this is all hypothetical. I do not expect the United States to exist in 2024. If you expect political change through elections, you will be disappointed. The weakest and stupid of us are our so-called leaders. The scum always floats to the top. Okay, so let me explain why I think that we won't be there as a country in 2024, besides the obvious rioting and looting and stuff like that. Just as Chairman Xi must act well before October 22, 2022 to consolidate his power, the Marxist Democrats must destroy the United States, which they hate with all their heart, soul, and mind, before November 2022. They will not give up power, ever, no matter how much it hurts us. Finally, this past weekend, an intimidated Taiwan sent fighter jets aloft with the latest PLA Air Force incursion into their airspace. There have been more communist Chinese probes on Taiwan's defenses this year than the past years all the way back to 1949. That much probing of Taiwan's defenses is a clear intelligence indicator that an invasion is coming. And this is because you probe the enemy lines to find the weak spots, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Or the spots on, that are not covered by anybody. That's what the Chinese are doing. The most likely time for the outbreak of World War III is between the end of January and the beginning of February 2022. Why? Because China and Russia have made clear that they will coordinate attacks on Taiwan and Ukraine. NATO cannot defend themselves against Russia without U.S. military help. And if America is tied up with war in the Pacific, they cannot help NATO. Russia and Chinese sources give this window for the time of launching World War III. This is not my estimate. This is theirs that they announce in their media. Okay, but let me forewarn you, okay, that surprise is always very important in war. If they're giving a definite time in the future, they're trying to create complacency. Okay, this is something that I learned in the hills of northeastern Laos back in 1973 from the Hmong. When they were discussing how to plant a booby trap or a landmine, they said, well, you want to put it way, way, way down at the trail, because at the beginning of the trail, everybody's going to be hyper alert and looking for booby traps and mines and stuff. But as they walk on and on, they become complacent. Okay. Then when the mine goes off, okay, then all complacency disappears, and they'll be careful for a little while longer, but eventually they'll get complacent again. So they said, you don't plant a bunch of booby traps close together. You want to put them at a distance so that you create complacency in the enemy so that your booby trap will be effective, okay? This is the same with starting a war. The war is the booby trap, okay? You want to create complacency so that you can make it. So even if February arrives and there's no World War III, then we have the complacency of, oh, they didn't do it. And so then we begin getting complacent again. And then, you know, they want to do surprise. Surprise is essential in the war, as is taking the initiative. That means they're going to start it. They wouldn't want us to start it because that gives us the initiative.
That's true.
Okay, so the Department of Defense has clearly stated that it cannot defeat China and Taiwan, and NATO has clearly stated that they cannot defeat Russia in a war over Ukraine. This war has actually already started. We just don't know about it. Like in the Solomon Islands, they just had severe riots and burned portions of the capital, Anuraia, this past week because the people were protesting their government's switching recognition of communist China from Taiwan. The Solomona, that's what people from the Solomons are called, attacked and burned the Chinese section of the capital. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the artificial islands that the Chinese built in the South China Sea and put military bases on are slowly sinking, putting pressure on China to act sooner rather than later, because their bases are sinking out of the ocean, okay? We already know that the Russians continue to mass forces on the Ukrainian border. Every day, Chinese forces continue to mass troops in Fujian province across from Taiwan. The massing of Serbian troops on the border of Kosovo continues. Black propaganda and terrorist attacks are picking up in northern Kosovo. A busload of people was attacked just last week. Okay, they are searching for a pretext for war. Serbia is backed by Russia, so it is likely that when China invades Taiwan and Russia invades Ukraine, Serbia will invade Kosovo to get the territory back that was illegally taken from it by the U.S. and NATO. Meanwhile, in Bosnia, the U.S. troops withdrew and European Union troops are lackluster in their performance. The Bosnian Serbs have declared that they are going to secede from Bosnia and have the solid backing of Russia to do so. The other half of Bosnia is made up of Roman Catholic Croats and Muslim Bosniaks. The Muslim Bosniaks have alienated their Croatian and their Croatian allies and have the backing of Iran and Turkey. They are arming for a fight. The Croatians in Bosnia are supported by NATO member Croatia, and also want to split from the Muslims. They will probably go when the war starts. So the whole you know, I knew a long time ago that as soon as troops pulled out of Bosnia and Kosovo and those places, that the war would be back on. And it looks like that's exactly
where are the Serbs for the most part?
The Serbs are in the eastern part of Bosnia.
And it abuts
Serbia, so they'll probably just become a part of Serbia. Okay. Once they become independent,
I would think that would be their
Yeah. So, and the Croats are actually along the border with Croatia, so they can be just absorbed and stuff. So they'll be.
How about
a small
Ukraine?
Little...
What's your call on Ukraine right now? Seriously, this is getting a lot of play in the media. I really don't know where to go with it at this point. I'm watching both sides. What do you think?
Well, I think what they're going to do is they're going to take the southern provinces where there's at least 50% Russian speakers so that they can have land that'll allow them to connect up with Crimea and allow them
like
to go
Odessa.
To Moldova.
Odessa.
Yeah, Odessa.
And the other cities
down
there.
Yeah, they'll take
okay.
Odessa. Yeah. And in Moldova, east of the Dniester River is Transdniester, which is populated by Russians. And it's an independent but unrecognized country right now, supported by Russia. So Russia would like to sweep around the south and connect up with Transdniester. And then it'll just leave a little bit of Ukraine where it'll be a landlocked country and be at the mercy of everybody. So I don't think they don't want to take the whole of Ukraine, but they want to take the part that is populated by Russians. So really want to do, you know. It's the Russia dream.
Well, it used to be Russia for how long? I mean, seriously, Ukraine was Russia at one point.
For hundreds and hundreds of years.
They got this clown in the presidency of Ukraine now, and
Zelensky, and he's actually provoking a war with Russia.
Oh, with everything he has, he's
Russia.
Putting it. You bet.
Yep. And the United States, Joe Biden is. You know, a lot of Americans do not realize, but. We have had soldiers over there training and equipping Ukrainians for at least 10 years.
Back,
We've been there a long time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So, you know, the whole thing, you have to remember the whole problem in Ukraine began when Yanukovych was overthrown. He was pro-Russian, and he was the premier of... or the president, whatever, of Ukraine. Well, he was overthrown in a color revolution, okay? And then these people came in, and they were all pro-NATO and oriented towards Western Europe, which that is Russia's biggest threat, is Western Europe. Not so much the geography of Western Europe, but just the moral decay of Western Europe. That is what Russia fears.
Got it.
Is that they'll be polluted.
Well, their fears are well founded. You look at what's going on there,
look
who's pulling this. Look at Macron. Look at Macron. Look at Bojo in England. Come on, idiots, communist idiots.
Yeah.
And the Russians remember. They remember communism. They want nothing to do with it. They know who their keepers were for the better part of a century. They know how much they suffered. How much they suffered and died, and they want nothing to do with that
Putin
mentality.
Even said openly, he said, "We've been down the road you're going before. We've already been there, and we don't want to go back there again."
Oh, I didn't hear. Oh, good. I didn't hear him say that. I didn't know. Good.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly what I just said. They don't forget.
Exactly.
They know.
Yep.
Wow.
So this can. You know, this can start any time. Just because Russian and Chinese analysts say that it's between January and February, you know, I mean, I'd put a little bit of credibility into it because it's reasonable, okay? But at the same time, don't bank on it because you have to always remember in the back of your head the element of surprise, okay? Deception is key in war. If you're going to go to war, you have to do immense deception operations to prepare the battlefield for yourself to go to war and stuff. So deception is very big. What we have here in America, what's being used against the American people, especially white people, is fear. They're using fear.
It's amazing. I still point to advanced technology to be underwriting and fomenting this fear.
I can't argue with that at all. I can't argue with that at all. I mean, it is. It's just like
there's no linear thought involved.
I can sit there and talk sense to people. I can explain how viruses work and what do they do. Yeah. They won't believe me. They'll believe Dr. Fauci. You know.
Oh,
and
God.
He's obviously lying.
Little Lord Fauci, indeed.
Yep.
All right.
Rand Paul always calls him a liar.
Well,
and yet nobody will listen to Rand Paul, and Rand Paul is a doctor too. You know, why doesn't anybody listen to him?
We need bills introduced, and we need people screaming about them. That's not happening. Rand Paul should be introducing bills, big bills, that turn this whole train wreck around, or try to. Mitchell, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next time. All right, excellent.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay,
all right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Mitch Henderson, another chapter in his new book. Very good. We'll be right back with Erica coming your way next with our newest update on the bioweapons being used on humankind. Next.